This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV. Great to be with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Lots going on in the world. Another big day. I always start my shows by saying another big day in Trump land. So much news. I don't have time to report it all, and it's always true. That's the thing. I'm not making it up. I'm not exaggerating. Every day is wilder than the next, better than the next, worse than the next. There's so much going on that there just isn't time. So first of all, DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz reveals that he referred James Comey for criminal prosecution. Horowitz testified today before the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, and he revealed to lawmakers he criminally referred former FBI Director James Comey for prosecution. And the Justice Department declined prosecution despite Comey bragging about this and the IG concluding he acted criminally. The Washington Times reported the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz said he referred James Comey for criminal prosecution. We're required by the Inspector General Act to send information that we've identified that could plausibly be criminal to the Department of Justice. And the Justice Department ultimately decided not to prosecute Mr. Comey, despite Mr. Horowitz's team concluding he improperly leaked information to the news media. What do you say about this? What do you say at this point when you realize that I started out having no faith in Attorney General Barr, and then I started to get faith in Barr because he said all the right things, and I thought, wow, he's not the guy I thought he was. He's not a deep state guy. He's not a Bush guy. Maybe Trump knew what he was doing. He's really a Trump guy backing Trump. And he's really going to put people in jail. But I also knew that he's been best friends his whole life with James Comey, his adult life. And I believe he went to Comey's daughter's wedding. And I said, how could he be impartial? How could he not be conflicted? But I put that aside because he said all the right things. And now you see that the Inspector General referred Comey for criminal prosecution. And Attorney General Barr is the one who obviously decided, no, we won't indict my buddy whose daughter's wedding I went to. I mean, I was on with Don Jr. Was it yesterday? I lose track at this point. I think it was yesterday in hour one. All right, Monday in hour one. I was on with Donald Trump Jr. I asked the question. I had quite a few people sent me notes and said, what a great question. I said, how can we have a Republican president and no Democrats get indicted? Only Republicans get indicted. Can't Democrat bad guys ever be indicted under a Republican president? Don Jr., it was great the entire interview except for that question. He had no answer. His father's president of the United States, he had no answer. Because I don't think anyone has an answer. I don't think it's possible to ever indict a Democrat. You saw the indicted Manafort. The poor guy has been destroyed. His life is over. Paul Manafort. And then they got one of Obama's lawyers with the exact same charges, doing work for a foreign power and not reporting it. The same obscure law that's never been used for an indictment, like maybe, I think, like twice in 100 years. So they went after Trump's lawyer, but they didn't go, Trump's campaign manager, but they didn't go after Obama's lawyer. He got found innocent. He was acquitted. Because you can't get a jury to convict a Democrat. You can't get a judge to go after a Democrat. You can't get a prosecutor to go after a Democrat. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Trump's doing great stuff. 90% of what he does is great. There's that 10% that I criticize. Why can't you get Democrats who are bad guys indicted? And why are friends of yours who are good guys indicted? Why do we need a Republican president if Republicans are going to get indicted? We know under Obama they went after Republicans because they went after Wayne Root. They sicked the IRS on me, and I won't even say who. Another government agency was sicked on me as well. And I'm lucky I stand here today with nothing bad having happened to me. But with a Trump, a Republican as president, a true blue Republican, you're still not safe as a Republican, and every Democrat is safe from prosecution. How's that possible? I want to get a straight answer from someone, somewhere, you know? Trump said, Trump Jr. said, it's true, I agree with him, that the whole deep state is corrupt, the whole D.C. swamp's corrupt, and they're all around his father. I get it, but your father is president of the United States. In the end, isn't it him who makes the final ruling on everything? He's the president, for God's sakes. Can't he order the Justice Department to go after people if they're guilty? I'm not saying prosecute people are innocent, but if they're guilty, if the Inspector General says they should be prosecuted and indicted, don't you think they should be prosecuted and indicted? This is how crazy Democrats are. Democratic Party to vote on censuring Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema for not opposing everything Trump does. The Democratic Party is holding a vote to censure Arizona Senator because they perceive her moderate stances and voting habits as too friendly towards President Trump. I mean, this has to be some sort of a joke from The Onion, right? This can't be a real story, but it's a real story. I mean, she actually, her background is close to communist. She's a socialist, but she's actually tried to be moderate in order to get reelected in Arizona. She's acting like a non-insane liberal, just a moderate liberal, which means very liberal. In fact, she's opposed Trump 81% of the time, but that's not good enough for her party, her far-left party peers. Dan O'Neill, state coordinator for the Progressive Democrats of America, told the Arizona Republic, here's the thing, we really support Kyrsten Sinema, we want her to succeed, we want her to be the best senator in the country, but the way she's voting is really disappointing. We want Democrats to vote like Democrats and not Republicans. Every time a Republican like Dean Heller, the senator, former senator from Nevada, or our governor, Brian Sandoval, the former Republican governor, both of whom acted more like Democrats than Republicans, and every time they would vote 60% with the Republican Party and 40% against us, Democrats would say, oh, that's not far enough. They're the senator of all the people. They're the governor of all the people. You're not elected for just Republicans. You're not elected for Republican donors. You're elected for everyone. And then, of course, they both lost. Well, I shouldn't say they both lost. Sandoval was term limited out, and Dean Heller lost. But my point is, you're never rewarded as a Republican for voting with Democrats, but a Democrat votes for Republicans, and they want to censure her. They don't want any moderate Democrats. They don't believe in moderation, except if you're a Republican. The fact that a moderate Democrat opposes the president 81% of the time is being shamed for representing her constituents speaks to how far the party has gone. Those leading the effort to censure Sinema point to her votes to confirm Trump's nominee David Bernhardt for Secretary of the Interior, her vote to confirm William Barr as U.S. Attorney General, who I was just lambasting, and her resistance to joining the effort to reinstate net neutrality. Felicia Rotellini, the Arizona Democratic Party chairwoman, told The Hill the party will be hearing the case for censure but is unsure it will pass. The vote will take place on Saturday, but that's how crazy the Democratic Party's got, that they're even at this point where they're thinking about it. And then we get to California, speaking of insanity. The Trump administration, great move, revokes California's authority to set auto mileage standards. In a move, President Trump said will reduce car prices, but will also anger environmental groups. The administration will revoke California's authority to set fuel economy standards. Trump announced the move Wednesday, saying the decision was made in order to produce far less expensive cars for the consumer while making cars safer at the same time. By the way, has anybody ever mentioned this? On one hand, you've got green cars, which supposedly, theoretically, are good for the environment. It's not even true. It's a total, complete lie. It's a bunch of BS. But let's forget about that for a minute. Forget about what goes into manufacturing the car actually produces more pollution than if you had a regular car. Forget about that for a minute. If my kids are in a green car, a small, thin metal green car, and get hit by a big SUV and they die, the Democratic Party is responsible. Liberals are responsible. Greenpeace is responsible. The Sierra Club is responsible. Do you understand that? You got to be kidding me. You just have to be a joke that no one considers safety. That if you created the cars that liberals want, everybody be in a little car with no metal, and when there's a crash, they die. Whereas I drive big, giant cars with lots of metal that cost a lot of money and I'm sure guzzle a lot of gas, but I'm safe. Knock on wood, thank God, my family's safe, or safer. No one's ever safe. Obviously, you could be killed in a car accident no matter what you're in. You could be in a tank and be killed, right? But in the end, safer, much safer, with a big car. Why is that not considered by anyone? Isn't that an argument? Isn't that part of an argument? Anyway, just important to note, Trump administration revokes California's authority to set auto standards. Why would a state be allowed to set auto standards? That's for the federal government. States have no right to set auto standards. But California, just to show you how nutty they are, they add an 11th state to their travel ban. New news story. 11th state added to their travel ban. No taxpayer-funded trips to Iowa by anyone in California anymore. And when you hear why, you're going to go, what? This isn't because they're racist. It isn't because the state of Iowa hates black people or hates gay people. It's because the state of Iowa reversed course on protection for gender transition surgeries under the state's Medicare program. And 2 months later, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill banning Medicaid spending on those transition surgeries, meaning in Iowa, you can't bill the taxpayers if John wakes up one day and says, I want to be Jane. And it's $150,000 to go from John to Jane, to take off my penis and carve out a vagina. It's $150,000 for mixed up dysfunctional John to become Jane, for mentally ill John to become Jane. And the state of Iowa is saying that we're not going to pay for that. The taxpayers aren't on the bill for that. California says you can't go to Iowa anymore because of that. Insanity. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn-Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to the between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Newsmax TV. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I'm your relentless Trump warrior. Conservative capitalist evangelist coming to you from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. And I'm always on the warpath on behalf of conservatives, on behalf of the middle-class American, on behalf of Donald Trump and all the Trump voters in this world, 63 million strong, and I'm sure in the next election, maybe 66, 68 million strong. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I'm a patriot. I'm a capitalist evangelist, and I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. I owe nothing to illegal aliens. None of us. I'm setting you free. The truth will set you free. We owe nothing to illegal aliens. I don't owe anything to any foreigner. You want to come here? Great. Come here on your own dime. Come here legally. Don't come to my country illegally and expect me to fight for you and take care of you and pay for your welfare and pay for your kids in school and pay for your health care and your kids' health care and pay for your Obama phones. Are you out of your freaking mind? It's not my job to fight for anyone but American citizens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg. Ed gave me my shot in local radio, Ed Stoltz. Thank you, Ed. And Fred Weinberg gave me my shot in national syndication. Thank you, Fred. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. It's the most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. Call anywhere. from anywhere in the USA, toll free, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. And you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. So I mentioned on the way out that the Ninth Circuit in Idaho says you got to give transgender inmates reassignment surgery. You have no choice, and the state of Idaho will appeal. This was a ruling on Friday. Idaho must provide gender confirmation surgery for transgender prison inmates. The ruling stems from a lawsuit filed by Audrey Edmo, 31, an inmate who was born male but identifies as a woman. He's incarcerated at the Idaho State Correctional Center, a men's prison south of Boise. He's serving a sentence of 3 to 10 years for sexual abuse of a child under 16. Folks, this is where the left has lost their minds. First of all, I'm for gay rights. Do you understand that? Wayne Root, I am for gay rights. I am for gay marriage. Not for it, but I just don't care. It's not like I've ever fought for gay marriage. I've just never fought against it. I don't care. You're gay and you want to be married? Get married. You're lesbian and you want to be married? Get married. What do I care? You're a lesbian and a gay man, the two of you want to get married? And play with other people? Go get married. I don't care. I'm a libertarian. Do what you want to do in your bedroom. As long as I don't have to pay for it. But when you start telling me that a person who's a man wants to be a woman, or a woman wants to be a man, and they want me to pay for it, and they want me to pay for it while they're in prison, and they want me to pay for it while they're in prison for sexual abuse of a child under 16, that could be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, and the most offensive thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And this is where liberals have gone. This Edmo, this child abuser Edmo, this child rapist, sued the Idaho Department of Correction, its medical provider, Corazon, maybe it's pronounced, contending that the state's refusal to provide her, by the way, to him, with gender confirmation surgery amounts to cruel and unusual punishment and causes severe distress. And U.S. District Judge B. Lynn Windmill ruled in Edmo's favor and ordered the state to provide the surgery. In the Friday ruling, the Ninth Circuit concurred with Windmill that denying Edmo the surgery amounted to cruel, unusual punishment, a violation of the U.S. Constitution. I've never heard anything so sick and mentally ill in my entire life. If you want to be a man who wants to be a woman, go have it. Whatever bar you choose, it could be a woman's bar, a man's bar, an it bar, I don't care. But I'm not paying for your surgery, let alone while you're in prison, let alone while you're in prison for molesting or sexually assaulting a little child, you sick pervert. And this could be why it comes out that the RNC, the Republican National Committee, raised a record-setting $23.5 million in August and has $53.8 million in cash on hand, signaling growing GOP momentum heading into the 2020 elections. Folks, people are looking at this stuff. The average person with a brain and common sense and a wife or a husband and children, they're looking at this and they're just going, I want to vomit. That's what they're going. They're going in the bathroom to vomit at what the Democratic Party and liberals really believe in.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's turf filler today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's turf builder today. This is a Scott's yard.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a new PC.
It's where an associate helped me find the latest tech I needed to work smarter, not harder. Where I got a protection plan plus 24/7 tech support that keeps me connected. And where I increased my productivity for a lot less than what I thought I'd spend.
Right now at Staples, you can save up to $270 on the latest PCs. Staples, for your business tech and beyond. In-store only, ends 9/21/19. While supplies last. Exclusions apply.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is announcing his new national security advisor. The president tweeted his choice, saying Robert O'Brien will do a great job. With more on O'Brien, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
O'Brien was often critical of President Obama's foreign policies, saying in a 2016 interview,
"By prematurely withdrawing from Iraq, we had the rise of ISIS, which he downplayed as the JV team. By setting an artificial red line in Syria that was crossed, we ended up with the worst human rights and possibly a genocide in Syria that we haven't seen since Rwanda. And in Ukraine, for the first time since 1938, we've seen a European power, Russia, invade a neighbor."
Officials in Saudi Arabia say they have evidence that Iran attacked their oil plant. Iran denies this and is promising retaliation to any military attack from the United States. President Trump put more sanctions on Iran today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, it's scary if I'm unfiltered, isn't it? Just scary to have Wayne Allyn Root on the loose, raw and unfiltered, every day for 3 hours, 3 to 6, West Coast time, 6 to 9 East. I'm on the loose. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Real Water. You all know I love a smart bet. I was at a party and I was telling my good friends Brent and Amy Jones, the owners of Real Water, how my national radio show is the hottest in the country and I have the greatest fans in all of America. And Brent and Amy are listeners, they're business owners, they're big Trump supporters, my kind of people. And I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. Real Water supplies all the water for this radio show free. And not just like this month with this ad starting. I'm saying for almost 4 years. I've been on the air almost 4 years. And trucks have pulled up every week for 4 years to the radio station and to my home and brought me Real Water for free because Brett and Amy Jones agree with my philosophy and my agenda in life, my conservative beliefs. I told Brent, the listeners to my radio show can make his Real Water sales soar. I bet Brent, if I promoted his Real Water, my listeners, you, would trust me and give it a try, and not just any try, that you would specifically go to Sprouts and try Real Water and let the store know the war sent you. Brent wants to see if the war army, the Wayne Root army, can single-handedly move the needle at Sprouts. So over the next few weeks, go to Sprouts and get some Real Water. Be sure to tell them war sent you. And by the way, Real Water is available at Sprouts at a special discounted price. All right, we've got our guest here, Ken Cuccinelli. He's the Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, former Attorney General of Virginia from 2010 to 2014. Now he's one of Donald Trump's go-to men on the issue of illegal immigration and securing our border. Ken Cuccinelli, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. How are you, Ken?
I'm good, Wayne. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm a big fan of yours, by the way, just to let you know.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate your low standards.
I do like what you're doing over at Citizenship and Immigration Services. First of all, fill everybody in. Tell my listeners what your role is. What does Citizenship and Immigration Services, otherwise known as CIS, what exactly is your role as the director of that agency?
Well, we have about 19,000 employees, and back at the when the Department of Homeland Security was established, they broke up INS, the Immigration Naturalization Services, into three immigration entities. Ours handles legal immigration, visas, citizenship, things like that. We also handle asylum and refugees. The other two are ICE, which first priority is finding and removing illegal aliens who have removal orders that are here illegally, obviously. And the other is Customs Border Protection, more commonly known as Border Patrol, which is a subgroup. But they do the defense of the border, and they meet people at the border. So those three entities used to make up INS. Now we're broken into three, and I lead the legal immigration entity, which is United States Citizenship Immigration Services. So that's what we do on a daily basis. And needless to say, we work in very, very close partnership with our colleagues over at ICE and CBP.
And so CIS welcomes 34,000 new U.S. citizens this week, celebrating Constitution Day and Citizenship Day. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I did a naturalization service this morning, and I got to tell you, for folks who were born American, I recommend going to one of these. It is, you will be moved. If you love this country, you will be moved. It is a powerful thing to see new Americans take this oath. It's a long and detailed oath. And I'm proud to be able to administer it. And it, over the course of the days running up to Constitution Day yesterday and in the following in the days coming, we will do over 300 naturalization ceremonies all over the country, whether they're in baseball parks or in national parks or in our offices, as we did.
Hey, Ken, you're kind of going in and out. We're not hearing you that well. I don't know if you're on a cell phone, but make sure your mouth is right by the speaker because we're not hearing you very well.
I will do that. Not being there loud enough is
perfect.
Not usually
perfect.
A problem for me.
Perfect, perfect, but, you're perfect.
Over the course of that time, we're going to naturalize over 34,000 new U.S. citizens, probably on track to a total of about 750,000 or more by the end of this month, the end of September being the end of the fiscal year. And we expect that will be probably a six-year high. So we're tough. This President Trump is very aggressive on fighting illegal immigration. He's turned us loose to use every tool in the toolbox to do that, and we've been making headway doing that. But we're also as good as we can be on the legal side. We want the people who play by the rules and do what we ask them to do to be able to reap the rewards that America offers and to entice people here who are going to make America a better place. And President Trump also believes in that. So we do both at the same time.
Yeah, you know, look, it's one of my big bugaboos. I don't know how familiar you are with me or not, but I've got a national radio show, national TV show, number one show on Newsmax TV, which has really been on fire, and a national newspaper syndicated column. And I'm constantly talking about and writing about the fact that I love immigrants. I just happen to love legal immigrants. That my, my grandma and grandpa on the one side, my father's side, were from Russia. On the other side, my mother's side, they were from Germany, German Jewish and Russian Jewish. I'm that rare Jewish Trump Republican, and I just love immigration and love legal immigrants. What I don't love is someone who comes here illegally, A, and B, once they get here, they think it's my job to pay for them. If they make that decision, Ken, I'm all for it. Everyone should think, hey, I want to come to America. Great. If you get in legally and you come here, great. But why should I, as the taxpayer, and all the millions of other taxpayers, be stuck with that bill? My big problem is welfare. What they should do is just pass laws saying you can come here legally, but you can't get welfare for like 7 years or 10 years. And then I think a lot of people would no longer come. I think they're coming for the welfare, the illegal ones, not because they love America so much. I wanted to get your take on that.
Well, we just, one of the biggest things we've done since I've been the director, acting director of USCIS, is put out what's called a public charge rule. And public charge is an old legal term that goes back to the 1800s, because this is not a new concept. And American law and values and history agree with you, Wayne. We expect immigrants to be self-sufficient when they
to
come
work.
Here.
To work.
So, well, not just that, you know, to work and to not turn to the government and the community to support them. America, I mean, you look at that first sentence of the Declaration of Independence, what Martin Luther King called our national creed, hold these truths to be self-evident, created equal, endowed by their creator. And what do they get? They get life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Not happiness,
get
the
opportunity
pursuit.
To pursue it.
Right.
Everybody has the same shot under the law. And there's no guaranteed outcomes in this country. And because of that, we've earned our way through you know, the self-reliance that America has cultivated and the can-do attitude that was right there in the beginning of the Declaration of Independence. And it's still in our law. It still works for this country, and it should continue to work for this country. It's amazing how much heat I took when we put that rule out there. And it's just a regulation based on a law passed in 1996, which was so uncontroversial then that it passed the Senate on a voice vote. And so that means both parties had no objections to it. Bill Clinton, of course, signed it. And plenty of people like Chuck Schumer and Steny Hoyer, who you hear quite a different tune from today, voted for that. That's what we're implementing. And it goes, in federal law, it goes all the way back to 1882. But the expectation of self-sufficiency is a core American value, and it's not new to this country. And it's one of the big things we've done at President Trump's insistence. He insists on that sort of self-sufficiency, and he's doing it well within the law and the traditions of this country.
What's amazing, Ken, we're talking to Ken Cuccinelli. I assume, by the way, I was a Jewish kid who grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood in Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. I assume Cuccinelli's probably an Italian name, yeah?
You assume pretty correctly, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. See, I know my Italians. Everybody I ever grew up was Italian. I grew up Italian, basically, Italian Catholic, even though I'm Jewish. And all my Italian buddies are Republicans, but all my Jewish buddies are liberal Democrats. And I just could never understand it, but we'll move on beyond that. Let's not get in discussion about that. It drives me crazy. But in any case, Ken, what drives me really crazy is that you do great things like that, you and Trump, and you don't get recognition because the mainstream media won't even cover it. I'll bet you ABC, NBC, CBS on the evening news never even mentioned this public charge rule. I mentioned it on my show a lot, so I knew about it, and I praised you greatly for it. But I'll bet you 99% of Americans, even conservatives who voted for Trump, have never even heard about it because the media won't give us a fair shot.
Yeah, you know, their take on it, there was some coverage, but it was cast not as, in the terms of self-sufficiency,
but it was cast
in the terms of they're being mean.
Of course,
for the first time in almost 400 years, I told you about it in federal law, but you can find public charge laws all the way back to Massachusetts in 1645. That was a 16 before that year, 1645. And it's amusing, New York is one of the first states in Massachusetts to sue us over this regulation, because we get sued on everything. And New York was one of the first states with a public charge law. And Massachusetts was one of the first states with a public charge law. So I look forward to seeing that history brought up in the course of that really frivolous lawsuit.
Well, the only good news is, Ken, that liberals are so extreme in everything they believe in. I mean, look, we all love immigrants. We just don't love illegal immigrants. You know, Democrats don't say they support abortion. They support abortion to the moment of birth. I'm actually for gay rights, right? I don't even care. If you want to be gay, be gay. But I don't support, you know, transition operations paid for by taxpayers. All the things they believe in are just crazy. It's crazy stuff. But the good news is, I think my belief, my gut is, and I'm one of the few guys in the world, is that Trump would win in 2016 and said the polls are BS. I think he's going to win by an electoral landslide in 2020, because people who are normal, middle-class, common sense can't even believe how crazy the Democrats have gone, how extreme, how radical. So they're doing you guys a good favor, I'll tell you that much. Ken, we got to run. You hear the music. Acting Director of Citizenship
and Immigration
Services. Yeah. Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, really good guy, former AG of Virginia. Thank you, Ken. God bless.
You too.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com, and regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Swiss America. Our great friends at Swiss America. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years. And the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? China's on a record gold buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? Price is up $200 per ounce in the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. Now it happened in 60 days. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. But who you buy from is even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. So free phone call, free special report just for my listeners, and a free 30-minute DVD starring the CEO of Swiss America and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, as the host. And I don't mean just like a little role at the beginning of the video. I mean, I'm in the entire 30-minute video. It took a full day shoot in Scottsdale, Arizona. To create this video. I don't know how I do all this, but I fit this all into my life. So free video, free special report, and free call. What do you have to lose? The answer is nothing. Call 800-BUY-COIN. You have a lot to lose if you don't buy gold. You don't understand gold. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com. Here's another article that highlights the insanity of Democrats. Baltimore restaurant's dress code is cited as discrimination and racist. You know, it's one of my big pet peeves in life, by the way, is that Vegas used to be a place, even when the rest of the world was wearing jeans and dressing like crap and wearing shorts, men wearing shorts, everybody dressing like pigs, slobs. In Vegas, you still went out with a suit or a jacket, if not a suit and a tie, certainly a jacket to dinner. Not anymore. Everyone dressed like a slob in Vegas, too. The whole country's a bunch of slobs, except for the best five-star restaurants in Vegas. Everyone's a slob. Not me. I go out dressed nicely. I look like a gentleman. A Baltimore restaurant is under fire before it's even opened. When an image appeared on social media showing the establishment's dress code posted on the gate outside, some users complained the rules discriminated against certain customers. Others defended the restaurant for trying to maintain a particular atmosphere. Its website says the Chop Tank, I assume it's a nice steakhouse, Chop Tank, is opening soon. an image uploaded on Twitter of the sign said to be on the restaurant's gate shows an apparent dress code. Sign in the photo says items like, you know exactly where I'm going, excessively baggy clothing. Does everyone now listening know what they're going to claim? This is discrimination against black people. Excessively baggy clothing, athletic attire, jerseys, brimless headgear on backwards are prohibited. The photo was captioned dress-coded sign at the new Chop Tech restaurant in Fells, implying the dress code had an ulterior motive. Another user was more direct with their criticism. It should be a no black people sign. You all could have saved yourself some time and just posted a no black people sign. Others echoed the sentiment, this is racist as hell, and I will never enter your restaurant and will actively warn others away from it. Have a great day. Folks, this has nothing to do with whether you're black. If white people wore baggy pants showing the crack of their ass and athletic attire and jerseys and brimless headgear and backwards hats, I would say the exact same thing. And you know what? I just pointed out to you, in most places, including Vegas now, they do. White people dress crappy, black people dress crappy, Hispanic people dress crappy, gay people dress crappy, straight people dress crappy, everyone dresses crappy. And I dress nice. I try and look always like a gentleman when I go out to eat. Not in the middle of my house, I might wear sweatpants. But when I go out to eat, I don't wear sweatpants or shorts. Unless you're going to a McDonald's. But to a nice restaurant, of course you're supposed to dress like a gentleman and a lady at a nice restaurant. It's not about black or white. That's not racist. You can't allow someone in a nice steakhouse wearing baggy pants down, showing the crack of their ass, or athletic attire, or jerseys in a nice steakhouse, or sideways hats or backwards hats. You can have a guy walking in with drug signs. You can have a guy walking in with cocaine in his hand. What next? That's not about black people. That's about all people. Stop dressing like pigs. You're not at McDonald's. You're at a nice gentleman's steakhouse and gentle lady's steakhouse. You're expected to look and act like a gentleman or a lady. It's just absolutely incredible. And the owners of the Chop Tank is the Atlas Restaurant Group. They released a statement to Fox News. Our policy is no different than countless other bars in Fells Point, Federal Hill, and many other restaurants around Maryland, including Seacrest and Tiki Lee's. There are also national properties such as Wynn Las Vegas that have similar dress codes in their entertainment venues. Here's an interesting point they made. The most prominent African-American nightclub in Baltimore, Select Lounge, has a stricter dress code as well. Baltimore City Public Schools have a similar dress code and language for their students. What next? You're going to allow people who look and dress and act like drug dealers to walk in wearing drug dealer attire and sell cocaine in the middle of your steakhouse? In the middle of your floor? I mean, America, where are you going, man? And the answer is, America's not doing bad. This steakhouse proves there's still classy people left in the world. I don't want people like this in my establishment. If you can't wear a suit or a jacket, don't come eat in my establishment. I recommend everybody listening right now in Baltimore, the Baltimore area, or the Virginia area even, go to the Chop Tank in the Baltimore suburbs. Reward them. Dress like a king.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it. 2.